Are you serving God in the power and freedom of the Holy Spirit? Join Gloria and Kelly Copeland on the Believer's Voice of Victory as they show you how to experience God's love, peace, and blessings. Now here's Gloria.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Kelly's back with me today, and she's got some really powerful stuff for us. So get your Bible, turn your listener on, and we're off right now. Go, Kelly.
Amen. Well, yesterday, you know, I had in mind to read some scriptures to you about Jesus being on the inside of us, and, you know, it just went into such a prophetic flow. Mother had a word from the Lord for you, and just, so we didn't get to our scriptures, but we did have a flow from the Holy Spirit that was
Praise
on the
God.
Inside of us. So it was really good. And really, he was saying he is calling you to lay hold of these things that we're bringing out, because you know what we're bringing out to you is just a new life in him, a new life in oneness with him. I'm going to just today, I'd like to just read some scriptures about our oneness with him. I guess the simplest way to put what we're talking about last week and this week is our oneness with him equals fruit of the Spirit. Oneness leads to those fruit harvesting.
Amen.
Those things that are inside you. I talked last week about a fruit tree that I had that never bore fruit. So really, there's too many Christians that aren't bearing out here the fruit of the things that are in us. And sometimes fruit takes a long time to cultivate. But when you develop your relationship with the Lord, you're not cultivating fruit. You're cultivating this relationship and time with Him. It equals fruit. So It's just so much easier than trying to struggle to do something in the flesh, even something the Word says for you to do. You don't have to struggle to do that in the flesh, to forgive, to have peace, to have
That's
joy,
right.
to have self-control, to have endurance. If you develop your life with Jesus, you will have those things come out. That is a result of life with Him. And I've seen so many things in the Word where even with the disciples, with Mary and Martha, with Peter, there's even an example of Paul was writing a letter in the church, and these two women, it's hard to pronounce their name, they weren't getting along. And what did he talk about? The life that's in them, the fruit of he didn't use the words fruit of the Spirit. But we need to begin to recognize the things in the Word of God where it talks about joy. Yeah, it's not talking about the listed set of what we call the fruit of the Spirit, but that's a fruit of the Spirit. You know, peace is a fruit of the Spirit. Endurance is
that's
a fruit
right.
of the Spirit. It's a fruit of... Sometimes, Mom, I don't like that phrase, fruit of the Spirit, because of how it's been used on a coffee cup or a picture that you bought at the Christian bookstore. Fruit of the Spirit sounds great. It's like this little marketing package. It's the result. I'd rather say it clearly. It's the result of your union with Jesus.
Oh, absolutely.
You could say fruit of the Spirit. That is the result of your union with Jesus. It's the result of your union with Jesus coming out and being obvious and being evident.
Yeah.
You know, the Word said we should be known that we're Christian by the love walk.
Amen.
That's the fruit of the Spirit. That's the evidence of our union. So that's what we're doing this week. And I'm really, it's these things, my union with Jesus, my new union. You know, after 53 years of serving the Lord and loving Him, I mean, everything that got me to this couple of years ago where my life changed, everything that got me there was real. My life with Jesus was real. My love for Jesus was
Praise
real.
God.
But He took me to a deeper place, to where it makes me think, man, I didn't even know what I had on the inside of me when you go to this deeper place with Him. So
Kelly,
He's calling us all to go to that place.
Would it mess you up if I said something about my past?
Mother, you couldn't mess me up
my
if you
past.
Tried to.
Oh, when I was a girl, I was raised in Arkansas, and I've shared this sometime, but I don't know if it's been recent or not. I was raised in Arkansas where they were raised peaches. My granddad had peach harvest. In fact, my first job was in the peach harvest. I didn't pick, but I had a little job. I answered the phone and I did this and I did that. Well, anyway, the peaches up there were just marvelous. You just, unless you've been to Arkansas and had an Arkansas peach, you hadn't had a peach. But you know what would happen? Those peaches could be so beautiful and so perfect and no disease, no mildew, no anything on them. But if they weren't picked, they would fall to the ground and then they'd rot. Now, that's the way it is with the fruit of the Spirit in us. The love, joy, peace, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, all the fruits in us when we're born again. But if it's not picked, it'll go unused. It'll go unborn. And I just think that's a great example of what we have a choice to do. We can either yield to the love of God and the love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, or we can let it fall to the ground. And when it falls to the ground, it just rots, and it doesn't do us any good, and it doesn't do the people around us any good. So the fruit of the Spirit is really a big thing. Think about it. When you think about what it is, love, joy, peace. Think how wonderful peace is. Love, joy, peace, goodness, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control or temperance. That's all in you if you're born again. Now, you can pick it or you can let it fall to the ground. But if you'll pick it, everything in your life will improve. Mm. Glory to God. And I don't know, I thought about that yesterday and today, and I thought it was just a neat illustration of what that fruit will do in your life. Love, joy, peace. You can't just get that anywhere, but you can get it in God, and you can get it in the Word of God. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Imagine the farmer, Mom. I'm glad you said that, because imagine the farmer that does all the work of planting a peach orchard. Mm-hmm. And for whatever reason that might happen, no one harvested. No one picked the fruit. What a devastation to the farmer who planted that orchard, mm-hmm. worked hard, sweat, gave his time, his life to plant that orchard, and he couldn't pick it and no one did.
You know what?
That's a sad thing.
What it's called in peaches, when they hang on the tree, they get ripe and they hang on the tree, well, they fall to the ground and they become an overripe. And they're not good,
no good
to eat. I mean, you just pass the season. Now, we don't want
fat and mushy.
That's right. Brown rot and all different bacteria and mildew and all of those things that happen to peaches. Now, I'm telling you, that's just a description of what will happen to you and me if we don't walk in love. Our life will not be what it should be, because that's our commandment.
And
we have to love if we want to be blessed.
And when you say our life what it should be, Mom, who decided what our life should be? God the Father, Jesus the Son. Think about the price, the very price that He took on to be able to plant Himself in you.
Yeah.
That was a heavy price. And He has not seen a real harvest yet. A harvest like He should. A harvest that even leads to what He said in the Word, that you doing greater things than He did.
Now, what is the name of that harvest? It's not a peach harvest. What is it? It's the blessing.
Yeah.
You do the Word of God, and the blessing that's already been spoken, already been said, already been settled in heaven, you do these things, and you'll be blessed. All we have to do is just do these things, and the blessing manifests. Glory.
And the life of God, the harvesting, the life of God inside of you, the harvesting is getting them out here, picking them, like you said.
That's right.
So that's real good. So what we're going to do today is we're going to recognize what God Himself, what Jesus planted in us, so we can begin to harvest.
Amen.
So we can begin to cultivate that with
Him. In the
Him.
New creation.
Yes.
It's in there.
Absolutely.
In us. If I'm born again, and I am, hallelujah.
And we are not going to waste it any longer.
Hell no.
So, Mom, I'm reading out of the Passion Translation. You have yours right there. And It's funny. I realized the other day that some of these have revised copies. So if it's not exactly like yours, it's similar. But these have really blessed me. And I think the Lord just wanted us to shake up our thinking and hear some things with some different words.
What page are you starting on?
This is, let's see, I am going to start with Galatians. And honestly, I've got some places earmarked here, and I'm just going to read who's in us. So we're going to do this, and then we'll see what the Lord says to do next. I'm going to start Galatians 2, Mom, that's page 19. If you don't have these, just really tune your ear and listen. He says in verse 20, Galatians 2:20, my old identity has been crucified with Christ and no longer lives, for the nails of his cross crucified me with him. And now the essence of this new life, the outgo, the spirit, the life of this new life, it's
harvest.
No longer mine. Yeah. But Christ lives his life through me. We live in union as one.
Praise God.
My new life is empowered. Mom, I saw this so clearly the other day. My new life is empowered by the faith of the Son of God.
Praise God.
His faith is engaged in you walking in this thing. The life of the faith of the farmer is engaged when he plants that tree.
That's right.
So my life is empowered by his faith of the Son of God, and his faith is also in us. So his faith operating, his faith in me operating, it's empowered. But look at this, Mom. My life is empowered by the faith of the Son of God, who loves me so much that he gave himself for me and dispenses his life into mine.
Yes.
Man,
amen.
That's a powerful statement. He dispenses his life into mine.
You know, those peaches in Arkansas, they just didn't miraculously happen.
No.
My granddaddy named Pop, he planted those trees, and he knew what to do to take care of them, and he always got a great harvest. Now, we know what to do to get a great harvest. It's in the Word. And we can do that, and we'll always get a crop. Not peaches, but whatever we sow, money, love, whatever it is, we get a crop. Isn't that good?
That is good.
And it's just available.
Yeah. He's in there. He's available. And now I'm going to read to you. That's good, Mom. I'm going to read to you from page, it's actually page 77, but it doesn't have that on the thing. It's Philippians 3:1. And I'm going to read several things here, but I'm just going to skip around. My beloved ones, don't ever limit your joy or fail to rejoice in the wonderful experience of knowing our Lord Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Thank you,
that's
Jesus.
Fruit.
Thank
experience
you.
Equals fruit.
Yes,
it's the same thing. It says, we serve God, this is part of verse 3, we serve God in the power and freedom of the Holy Spirit, not in laws and religious duties. We are those who boast in what Jesus Christ has done, not in what we can do in our own strength. Last week we talked about the Mary and Martha comparison. She was struggling, but she was doing it in her own strength. It wasn't about what she was doing. It wasn't about the serving. It was about her heart being distressed and anxious and caring and mad and angry.
Which is
the work of the flesh.
Tantamount to unbelief.
Yes. It's a work of the flesh.
Yep.
She was exhibiting a work of the flesh, and Jesus said, Mary's chosen that thing that's to her advantage. So that's, we're
he
not
said,
focused
Martha,
in.
Martha, you're troubled you about troubled. Many things.
Girl, girl, girl.
Don't say that now, Kelly. Don't let them say that to you and me. We're not going to be troubled.
No.
We're going to believe God and roll our care over on the Lord.
And I promise you, if you're troubled, you are, this is boasting, but you are troubled by what you can or cannot accomplish in your own strength.
It's unbelievable.
But it's not about that for us. It's about what Jesus has done. And he goes on to say he relied once on what all the things that he had done himself. But verse 9 says, my righteousness, Mom, this is page 78.
Thank
my
you.
Righteousness will be his based on the faith of Jesus Christ, the very righteousness of God. By his faith, I will fully experience oneness with Jesus. This is really what we're talking about here these weeks. And the explosive power of His resurrection working in me.
Praise God.
What is the, and I want to start saying it like this, the fruit of the Spirit.
Yeah.
The get it out there.
Mm-hmm. The produce.
The results, the produce, the production of your Spirit is the explosive power of His resurrection working in me. I will be one with Him in His sufferings, and I will be one with Him in His death. You know what? I was one with Him in His death. We just read, my junk, my life, my former self was nailed to the cross when He was. I will be, it says, only then will I be able to experience complete oneness with Him in His resurrection from death. He's already done the defeating of death. He did the defeating of death when He went to hell. He defeated the death where I was concerned. So for me to struggle with that, for me to focus on that, for me to worry about that, for me to have any of the work of the flesh going on in my life that's listed in Galatians chapter 5, that's going backwards. But in my union with Him, those are not the things that come out. In my union and communion and oneness with Jesus, the life comes out.
Praise
God. It says, Paul says, I admit I haven't acquired the absolute fullness, but I run with passion into His abundance. See, that's what we're talking about here. Of course we haven't acquired everything, but we're running with passion into the things that He has done for us. And that this says, Praise He's God. Called me to fulfill the destiny and wants me to discover. It says in verse 16, oh, I love this. Verse 15, so let all who are fully mature have this same passion. And if anyone is not gripped by these desires, you're not lost. It says God will reveal it to them. All you have to be is be open to who He is on the inside. Open up your life to who He is on the inside. And let us all advance together to reach this victory prize, following one path with one passion. I love this. I know I read a lot of this last week, but I just want to back-to-back read these things to get them across to us so we can move on into some results here. Verse 20, Mom, what page are you on? I'm in this right here.
Oh.
On page 79, Philippians 3:20. Our passions, Mom, that word means business or labors. Isn't that interesting? Our passions, our business, our labor is focused or set on the heavenly realm as we cling tightly to our life giver, the Lord Jesus Christ. That's where we set our attention.
The Word of God and prayer.
Yes. The transformation of His body took place at His resurrection, so our bodies would share in the same power. So our bodies will share in what happened in His body. It says, transfiguring or changing us into the identical likeness of His glorified body. Well,
isn't
that's talking
that
about our outer body.
That is a powerful translation of that, isn't it?
Isn't that good?
Mm-hmm.
And what? Let's really break this down for a second.
Okay, do it.
He says, the transformation of His body took place at the resurrection, so our bodies would share in that power. That leads to, I'm going to add some words here, changing us into the identical likeness of His glorified body. Okay, so that's our outer physical body. Now He's gonna really saying the same thing about our insides. He just used different words. And by His matchless power, He continually subdues all that is within us to Himself.
That
really what
great.
He's saying
like
is
that.
He's transforming your inside in the same way as He transforms your outside into His exact image. He is continually, not just you by yourself, God is continually subduing the stuff on the inside
Praise
of you
God.
To be the exact image of Himself.
We're growing up into Him.
Yes.
Glory to
growing
God.
Growing up into Him.
Mm-hmm.
He's on the inside of us. And He's constantly, I mean, you may not even be aware of it. If you're not focused inside on Him, you may not even be, you may not be at that point where you're aware that He's working with you. But if you'll turn your attention to it, you'll become aware.
Give him something to work with.
Give him your heart to work with. Give him your mind. Give him your time. Give him your attention, your prayer, your worship. If you don't know, you think, I don't have time or that's too hard, let me just ask you one thing. Begin to worship him.
Yeah.
Just begin to consciously worship him in that time, and he'll lead you into these other things.
Amen.
Because that's what he's doing.
That's awesome.
Isn't that good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fruit.
I'm going to get a lot of more scriptures read here, and I'm going to do it quick.
Okay. Do that.
I won't read it, but on page 88, he says in Colossians 1, you'll become fruit-bearing branches. We're going to talk about that, I believe, tomorrow. Being fruit-bearing branches. It says, and we pray, this is verse 11, that you would be energized with all his explosive power from the realm of his magnificent glory, filling you, look at this, with great hope and joy in the Holy Spirit. What is that? It's fruit. Or like you said, Mom, it's produce.
It's harvest.
He says, it is, it's harvest. He says in Colossians 1, 26, that there's been this divine mystery, a secret surprise that's been concealed from the world for generations. He says, you know what it is? Living in you is the Christ who floods
Praise
you with the expectation
God.
Of glory. This mystery, Christ in us has been it was a mystery. Nobody knew. Satan certainly had no idea that God had this thing planned
in
of
fact,
Christ being in those people.
In fact, the scripture says if Satan had known, he'd have never crucified the Lord of glory.
God snuck up on him.
He did. He
the mystery of Christ embedded within us becomes a heavenly treasure chest of hope. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Filled with the riches of glory for his people, and God wants everyone to know it. We started Christ. The broadcast saying, or we said earlier that, you know, he paid this great price for us to be able to be filled with him.
Praise God.
And it's time for us to begin to walk in Christ, Colossians 2 and verse 2 says, Christ unveiled within you.
When we began to do that in our own lives, everything changed for the better.
Satan does not want you. It goes on to talk about you progressing further in your faith. Satan doesn't want that for you, but we are ripping off the covering of Christ in you.
Praise God.
Don't go away. We'll be back.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And remember, Jesus is Lord.